Hello, friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. We want to thank you for joining us for another episode of A Dose of Hope. It is our prayer that during our time together, you'll feel inspired, motivated, fulfilled, and most of all, hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. And so it's your girl, it's your sister, it's your friend. I'm Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And beside me is my life partner, my best friend, my co-host, and the love of my life. I'll let him introduce himself.
Yes, good evening, everyone. I'm Tyrone Young, and I thank my wife for that wonderful introduction.
All right. So I hope you had yourself a merry little Christmas, and you found time to do exactly what you wanted to do, whether it was spend time with loved ones, get some rest, or continue in an old tradition or a new one. I hope your Christmas was blessed.
Yes.
How about you, love? How was your Christmas?
It was great, great. Anytime I get to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and spend time with family, it is truly a blessed day.
I love that answer. I'm going to have to say I concur and ditto on that. Same here. It's always a blessing when we realize and reflect and remember and celebrate and commemorate what God did for us over 2,000 years ago.
Yes,
we know that love came down at Christmas in the form of a baby in a manger, of all places, right? But he grew up to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace.
Yes, thank you,
and
Jesus.
We know him to be Jesus the Christ, who is right now sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us.
Yes.
I love that because I don't always get it right. I make a mistake every now and again. But as I like to say, I'm not saying I'm always right. I'm just never wrong.
Amen.
I'm just kidding. But I thank God for an intercessor who goes to God on my behalf. And so we praise God for the reason for the season to celebrate. And so today, December 26th, starts the 7 days of Kwanzaa, 7 days and seven principles. And many people celebrate Kwanzaa across the country. We started celebrating Kwanzaa about 10 years ago with our family. And Kwanzaa is a cultural holiday created to celebrate African heritage, created by Dr. Malala Karenga in 1966. And Kwanzaa celebrates seven principles and runs for 7 days each year from December 26th through January 1st. And so the seven principles being unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. And the word Kwanzaa means first in Swahili. The first fruits of the harvest are celebrated across the African continent. And those of us who celebrate Kwanzaa believe in cherishing the legacies of those who came before us.
Yes.
In the end, the hope is that the seven principles will improve the conditions of the descendants of Africa everywhere. The beauty of Kwanzaa lies in the universal appeal, though. Everyone can benefit from more attention to these principles.
Absolutely.
And so we hope that you enjoy, those of you who celebrate this Kwanzaa celebration. It is memorialized with the Kinara and candles that are lit every day for each principle. And so we hope that your time of celebration during Kwanzaa is blessed. Now, after this song, we're going to come back and talk about the quickly approaching New Year. We'll be right back.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, teachers, time to teach a new way. They're the ones who are coming up, what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Just let it be. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we can do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
And that is Wake Up Everybody by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, featuring Philadelphia's own the late great Teddy Pendergrass, one of my favorite songs of all time.
That's a powerful message there. Wake up, everybody. Well, husband, next week at this time, we will be in the new year, 2024. Can you believe it?
Already.
I know the time just goes by so quickly. Mm-hmm. And we know a new year is often equated with a new beginning and a fresh start. Many people see it as a time to reset, refresh, refocus on what's most important in their lives. Mm-hmm. Some people make New Year's resolutions. They set goals or make plans for the new year. Some do vision boards. I know I do. Usually I do one every year, mm-hmm. in hopes that a new year is going to be the best one yet. So talk to me, my love. How hopeful do you feel about this next year, 2024?
Well, I feel very hopeful. And one of the things I know that a lot of people, they make those New Year's resolutions and January 2nd, they're out the window, but I'm just standing on God's promises. Just the new year, just a new beginning, a new direction that we can follow the word and just be kinder and more compassionate to one another and just trust God.
All right. I love that answer. You didn't give people any kind of slack. You said January 2nd. Usually they say around the 15th. But I get what you're saying. You know, we start off strong and then somewhere along the way, we just kind of lose sight of what our goals are. So I want to ask you, have you made any plans or resolutions for the new year?
Actually, my plan for the new year is just to get closer to God, to walk more in his word and just try to be a blessing to others that I encounter and just give people a dose of hope. And that's what I'm looking forward to this year.
Good answer. You can't go wrong with that. As for me, I'm not waiting for the new year. You know me. Mm-hmm. We still have a couple days left, about a week left in 2023, and I'm going to make every moment count.
Make it count.
And then I'm going to go ahead and carry that over with me into my new year, into my 2024. But I am hopeful and excited about what is in store for me in the new year, my family, my church, my community, and the world at large. I love what you said. You talked about compassion. We can never have too much of that. Just don't know what people are experiencing in their lives from day to day. And so, you know, just a smile sometimes can make a person's day and then give them, and there's a tendency to just pay it forward.
That's right.
When we smile at someone else or do a kind act, that person is more likely to do that for the next person they encounter. So I'm so excited. And so for the month of January, we're going to be talking on the show about new beginnings, walking in newness, and moving forward. And so after this next song, we're going to go to the Word of God and see what it says about this upcoming year.
Good morning or evening, friends. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster. Could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that love in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Hey, breaking rain fall.
Love's in Need of Love Today by Stevie Wonder from 1976. Still relevant today, that love is what we need.
Right. And so as we were talking earlier, a new year is almost here. And with it, we talked about the new goals and resolutions that we want to achieve. They're in the works. We know everything in the world has changed. We can look around. Prices have gone up, and it's just different than what we have seen in the past. However, one thing that remains the same, our God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's willing and able to give us a blessed new year if we seek him first. So let's look at Psalm 65, verse 11. Will you read that for us, love?
Sure. And it says, you crown the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank God for the word. Thank you for reading. That's a very powerful verse. It's packed with power. As a matter of fact, Psalm 65 is considered a national psalm of praise and thanks to God for his goodness.
Yes, God.
It was sung after the spring rains came into water and refreshed the earth. This song was even more meaningful if that nation had been through a particularly dry season. Now, I don't know about anybody else. I'm going to speak for myself. But speaking of dry seasons, this year has been challenging at times.
Amen.
I don't know what it has been like for you, but 2023 for me was full of peaks and I had some valleys.
Yes,
but I'm grateful to God because through it all, I'm still here.
Thank you, Jesus.
A songwriter said, I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. Mm-hmm. But when I look around and think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days, so I won't complain. And I want to say that on this evening, this last Tuesday of 2023, I'm not going to complain.
That's
why?
Right.
Well, I'm so glad you asked that, beloved. I'm going to tell you why. Because God has been good to me. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. And I will not complain, but I will open my mouth and give him glory.
You,
I'm going to give him the fruit of my lips. I'm going to put my hands together every now and again and give them praise because my God is worthy of it all. How about you, love? What would you say about this past year?
I can definitely agree with you 100%. It definitely had its ups and downs, but through it all, God has kept us, and I'm just excited about 2024 and what he has in store for us.
Amen. I know that's right. And so as we wrap up this year, 2023, many of us will reflect on what happened in the past months. I once heard a quote that said there are people who make things happen, right? Then there are people who watch things happen. And then there are those people who wonder what happened. And to be honest, some of us might be still scratching our heads wondering what happened. For one thing, this year has gone by so quickly,
it seems like.
It seemed like we woke up one day and it was 2023. And now next day we were approaching the new year. And for two, there's so many things going on in the world around us. We can see it in politics, in our communities, our churches, our schools, our workplaces, and even in our families.
That's right.
That it may have left us a little overwhelmed. Some will have testimonies about the great things that went on in this year, and others will remember the challenges. Some might say it was the best year yet, while others might say it could have been better. But just remember the scripture that we read earlier, Psalm 65, verse 11.
Yes.
This scripture talks about God's favor upon his people for the new year. One translation calls it his goodness. Anybody know about his goodness?
Yes.
And his mercy?
Yes,
I get excited when I think about what the Lord has done for me and his goodness and his mercy toward me. And so I want to encourage you, friends, for the remainder of this year, search yourselves. This is a time, as we said earlier, for reflection. Just thinking about how God has kept us and has not left us. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all the time. He said, lo, I'm going to be with you always until the end of the age. And then identify areas in your life where you need to seek God's favor for this coming year. Can you believe for it to become a reality over the next 12 months? Will you commit to seek the Lord like never before for yourself, your family, your health, your finances, your community, and so on and so on?
Amen.
As the new year approaches, I want to encourage you to embrace the opportunities for growth and for change. Face challenges with resilience and celebrate your small victories. Beloved, a win is a win.
That's right.
And I take a W every time. Your
right.
journey is unique and each step forward is a triumph to be celebrated. So, my friends, that's our time for now. But here's to an upcoming year filled with favor, blessings, prayer, positivity, and the strength to overcome whatever comes your way. Beloved, from our family to yours, we wish you a happy, blessed, prosperous new year.
Yes,
may
happy
all
new year.
Of your desires come to pass as you delight yourself in the Lord. And our prayer for you, as always, is the Lord bless you and keep you.
The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you.
The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Until next time,
be blessed,
be safe,
be well.